work for a massage parlor that caters to the supernatural. My last client had the strangest request to date. Becoming a masseuse was never on my radar, especially not one for the supernatural. So because you're probably wondering how I even got myself into this predicament, let me explain. When I graduated high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I hopped around between a couple of different jobs. 9 months here, 7 there, a year at one, and 2 years at another. And then COVID hit. During that time, I was mostly single. And if any of you folks are single, you know about this incredibly annoying, all-consuming, indescribably bothersome feeling called touch deprivation. Now I know what you're thinking. Just get a weighted blanket, sleep with a body pillow, snuggle a dog or a cat or some other freaking animal. Trust me, I've heard it all. But there was one idea that I did consider. Getting a massage. His name was Caleb, and I swear to you, either I was worse off than I thought, or this man really did have the magic touch. So magical, in fact, that it inspired me to become a masseuse myself. When I finished my training, I applied at several places, but one in particular piqued my interest: supernatural sensations. I'll be completely honest with you. I know how that sounds, but the place was legit, and it wasn't one of those weird places that promises you a happy. Well, I'm not going to elaborate on that, but you know what I mean. It was honest, good work. When I first started working at Supernatural Sensations, there were 5 other employees, and I was the 6th. Most of them were seasoned masseuses, so I was a bit intimidated when I came in as the new kid on the block, but they were all really welcoming, except for Veronica Svetlikini, my manager. So, I just wanted to go back over the rules with you. I know I briefly touched on it when you came in for your interview, but... She paused, sharp eyes meeting mine as she stared down the bridge of her nose at me. I'm going to be upfront with you when I said we cater to a special type of clientele, the 1%. I didn't mean the elite or the rich or anything like what you were probably thinking. My mouth twisted up and my brows furrowed as I tried to understand what the heck this woman meant. What in the world did I get myself into? That was my first thought. My second thought was, just what type of clients am I dealing with then? Let me elaborate. Veronica's red-painted fingernails tapped on the desk as she crossed her legs and met my eye again. Supernatural Sensations is known for its excellent service. We go above and beyond for all of our clients, but there are precautions in place due to our clients being otherworldly. My eyes narrowed as I mulled over her words. You're not trying to tell me that we actually cater to... I trailed off, my mouth suddenly feeling a little dry. Yes, she steepled her fingers together and nodded. The supernatural. It's in our name for a reason. I guess I just assumed it was because... Assumptions will get you in trouble here. She leaned across the desk, a Cheshire-like grin stretching across her face. Ruby-painted lips twitching just the slightest as she laughed. Trust me when I say, assume nothing. I gulped, the sound a little too loud in my ears. So, I'm assuming there are certain precautions I need to. Remember, she hissed through gritted teeth, lips tugged up once again into an incredibly fake smile. No assumptions here. I simply nodded and waited for her to continue, her hands quickly passing me a sheet of paper. Yes, there are a special set of precautions in place for the protection of our employees. There aren't many, but the ones that are listed on this sheet should be followed very closely. My eyes scanned over the sheet before she began to read over the rules, my knee bouncing wildly, anxiety slowly beginning to flood my system. First things first, we serve many different types of supernatural clients, but if by any chance your particular client is of vampiric descent, I strongly suggest that you bring them a nice warm. She paused, winking at me. Beverage beforehand. Either Guinevere or Beckham should be able to help you with that. And they are, I asked, my disbelieving mind already whispering the answer into my ears as she answered. She smiled again, the action sort of strange looking on her severe features. Nothing about Veronica was soft. Thick, raven-colored hair came to a stop right at her chin, and jet black eyeliner lined her sage green eyes, the wings on the end of them sharp enough to kill. A part of me almost wondered if she herself was otherworldly. There are donors. Her pointer finger drifted to rule number two, barely giving me a chance to come to terms with the first. Rule number two. When dealing with any type of aquatic creature, I suggest wearing earplugs. They are to tell me exactly what services they're interested in prior to their appointment, so there shouldn't be any need for them to converse with you whatsoever. When I raised a brow at her statement, she continued, a mischievous gleam in her eyes. Kelpies and sirens are known for being quite convincing. They're easy on the ears, voices smooth as silk, but let them worm their way into your mind, and you'll find yourself in quite the predicament. And if they do need something or they do anything strange, I asked, my eyes landing on the little metal bucket of orange earplugs behind her desk. You press the silver button under the massage table and Jeff will be in to assist you. He can be very persuasive if the client shows signs of being potentially unruly. And I'm guessing Jeff isn't human. If that's the case, what is he exactly? Veronica laughed, a strange cackling sound bursting forth from her lips. Don't worry about that. Just be glad that he's working for us instead of against us. Her cat-like eyes almost seemed to glow as she winked at me before continuing on to the last rule. There are lots of other tips and tricks you'll probably pick up on from the other employees, but these three are the ones that we always go over with new hires. With a tap of her finger on the last rule, she started in again. The last and final rule is very important. Prior to scheduled appointments, if we get a new client, our receptionist, Paloma, always asks them what supernatural category they fall into. But on the odd chance that someone slips through who isn't what or who they say they are, grab the bottle of massage oil that says Aqua Benedicta, immediately dump it on the client and press the silver button under the massage table that calls for Jeff. My fingers fidgeted with the little silver ring on my pinky finger as I recounted her words. What type of clients are the most dangerous? The demonic ones, she simply replied, her eyes narrowed to slits. Those are the worst. We try our best not to discriminate, but I can't tell you how many issues we've had with their kind. After what happened to one of our last masseuses, though, we've buckled down and made the decision to outright decline any and all of their appointments. So you shouldn't have any run-ins with them. Yeah, okay. I awkwardly laughed, my hand coming up to scratch the back of my neck. Thanks, that makes me feel a lot better. The sarcasm is cute. Veronica smirked, lips once again curling up into a wicked grin as I stood to leave her office. Oh, and Clara. I stopped in my tracks and turned to face her. That wasn't meant to make you feel better. It was meant to protect you. She leaned back in her office chair, crossed her arms, and said, I'm serious. This job isn't for the faint of heart. With a nod, I stepped out of her office and started my first day. Most of my clients were walk-ins, so I got the most harmless ones. None that I had to wear earplugs for, or press any buttons, or dump some silly substance on. And it was like that for about a month. Somewhere around 3 months in, I got my first Kelpie client, who of course tried to speak to me. Jeff was quick to set them straight though, taking over the rest of my appointment and sending them out the door with a look of terror plastered across their face that instantly made me never want to find out what he was exactly or what went on in that room after I left. My first vampire client wasn't until month 5 of my employment. I quickly offered them a warm beverage, also known as Guinevere's Spectacular A+ Blood, and then got to work on their massage. They were well-behaved. We even had a nice little banter between the two of us, and then they rescheduled a few weeks out. Everything was smooth sailing, and I'd almost gotten past the fact that I worked for a supernatural massage parlor instead of a normal one, until I met Adonis Moretti. The day started out like any other. I was completely booked as always and had just finished with my last client for the day when Paloma asked if I'd be willing to take a walk in. I glanced at the clock. 4:09 p.m. By this time of day, my hands were aching and my feet were sore, so I was more than a little hesitant, not to mention that the parlor closed at 5 and I'd already started cleaning up my room. Paloma, can none of the others take this one on? I've already started cleaning up, and my day was jam-packed with clients. Two of the other masseuses have already left for the day. Edith is out sick, Tana is still wrapped up with a client, and Reyna is helping restock some things in the back. She paused a moment. Her eyebrows quirked up excitedly and her bottom lip tugged between her teeth before she giggled and said, "Besides, he's incredibly handsome." I placed a clean towel over my massage table before turning around and leaning against the edge of it, a small smirk threatening to spill across my own lips. "Okay, on a scale of 1 to 11, she blurted out, her laughter bouncing off of the walls before she covered her mouth and pointed outside towards the reception area. "I'm not kidding. This guy is like Greek god perfect. When he smiled at me, it was like angels started singing." I giggled before I rolled my eyes and said, "Okay, I guess I can squeeze him in." "What am I working with?" I asked, my hands hooked into the back pocket of my jeans. "He's part of the Fae, so he shouldn't give you any trouble besides maybe sliding in a joke here and there, but then again, they are known to be mischievous little tricksters." Paloma poked her head back out the door and waved to him before turning back to me. "He promised me that he would be on his best behavior, though." "Yeah, I've dealt with one or two of his kind before. Go ahead and send him in." Paloma sort of danced in place before she stepped out into the hall and whispered, "I promise you won't regret it." The second Paloma came tromping back down the hall with this new guest in tow, I couldn't help but gawk at the sheer size of the man. His head ducked under the doorframe as he stepped into the room, his presence almost as imposing as his size. Thick-soled black boots squeaked as he strode over to me and shook my hand, his easily dwarfing my much smaller one. "Adonis Moretti, nice to meet you." My eyes nonchalantly traveled up his torso, his gray t-shirt stretched taut over the expanse of his chest before straining against broadened shoulders. When I finally settled on his eyes, I couldn't help the magnetic pull that I felt. Honey Brown stared back at me, framed by thick dark lashes. I stuttered for a second, tripping over my words before I caught myself. "I'm so sorry, where are my manners?" I blurted out. "Claire Thomas." Adonis shook my hand, one brow raised as a dazzling smile turned the corners of his lips upwards to reveal a row of perfectly white teeth. Paloma wasn't wrong. This man was the epitome of gorgeous. "Should I take a seat over here, or?" A nervous giggle bubbled up from my lips, but I tried to shove it down. I hadn't felt this giddy since I was a schoolgirl. Clearing my throat, I pointed to the massage table and directed him on what to do, running through the instructions as fast as I could. The clock on the wall glared back at me, 4:30 ticking closer and closer to 5. Luckily, he only booked for a 30-minute massage, so this would be quick. Everything was perfectly fine during the first 15 minutes. It was the last 15 when things started to take a turn. "Say, what got you into this business?" Adonis asked as I kneaded the upper portion of his back with the heel of my hands. I smiled and pressed down a little harder, trying to work out a knot. There's no easy way to say this than to just admit that I was sort of... I paused, the words dancing on the tip of my tongue. This is sort of embarrassing to admit, but I fell in love with this profession during COVID after a long bout of being single. I guess you could say I was kind of touch deprived. And it really seemed to help, so I figured, why not turn the very thing that helped me into a job that I can use to help other people? I shrugged. Similar problem or not. Moving onto his shoulders, I continued, I just like helping people. Why not become a doctor if you like helping people? He asked. I could hear the smirk in his voice. Yeah, I was not about to put myself through the tortures of med school. My hands smoothed over his shoulders one last time before they moved to his neck. So, touch deprivation. He chuckled, the sound deep and warm, almost like it was caressing my ears. My body involuntarily leaned in closer to him as he spoke. Are you still single then? The question caught me off guard, my cheeks slightly burning a light shade of red. This wasn't something I usually went into detail about with clients, but for some reason I found the words tumbling out of my mouth before I could stop them. I am, actually. Adonis hummed in response. My eyes glanced back up at the clock before I proceeded to tie things up. He was quiet for the rest of the appointment, up until it was time for him to get dressed. Okay, that concludes your appointment, I said, placing my lotions and oils back on the cart. I'm gonna step out of the room for a moment while you... Clara. I immediately froze. Come here. Before I realized what was happening, I turned and walked across the room, my legs suddenly growing a mind of their own. Excuse me? I stuttered out. Did you need something? An intense feeling of unease settled over me before my fingers twitched, eyes darting to the little silver button hidden under the massage table. I did need something, actually. His words trailed off as his hands reached out to grip my waist, tugging me closer to him. Something about him smelled intoxicatingly addictive, a mixture of sweet and spicy. It was flooding my senses and muddying my thoughts. In fact, he started, a wicked grin flickering across his lips. I think you need the same thing. This is not that type of massage parlor, sir. I stumbled over my words once again, my cheeks reddening more and more by the second. A dark chuckle shook free from him, the low timbre of it both terrifying and enticing me. Oh, you've got me all wrong. That's a tempting thought, but what I really want is to solve your little touch deprivation issue. His fingers slid under the fabric of my t-shirt, tracing circles on the exposed skin. I sucked in a breath, and then managed to shove a few words past my lips. I'm fine, really. My attempt at trying to sound convincing was a complete and utter failure. I was far from fine. This man had a chokehold on my body that I couldn't seem to break, and my mind didn't know whether to be tempted by the thought of seeing just what he meant or running out of there like my pants were on fire. Either way, I was terrified. In one swift movement, his lips met the curvature of my ear, and a small gasp escaped my lips. The warmth of his breath fanned out against it as he spoke, but instead of feeling any type of pleasure, I paled at his words, fear doubling down and racing through my system like red-hot lava. Let me under that pretty skin of yours, he growled, and I promise you that you'll never suffer from touch deprivation ever again. Sharp breaths left my lips as my chest heaved. My fingers itched to press the button and call for help, but it was as if my body had betrayed me, bending helplessly to his will. What? I clenched my eyes shut and fought to shake the haze that was starting to cloud my mind. What are you? I hissed through tightly clenched teeth. You're not Faye. Correct, he breathed, the tip of his tongue darting out to trace the shell of my ear. Try something a little more demonic. Chills rained down my arms as I shook my head. Stop, I pleaded. Please don't do this. Tell me what I am, he commanded. Say it. I don't know what type of demon you are, I whimpered as he brushed back a strand of my hair. You poor little lamb, he crooned. I'm best known as an incubus, and right now, he sucked in a breath, his other hand tilting my chin up to meet his gaze. I intend to possess you, body and soul. A loud thump sounded from behind me, Adonis's eyes immediately narrowing. Jeff, he spat. Lovely to see you. Release her, he ordered, his voice slicing through the haze that settled over my mind. My legs felt like jelly, but I immediately ran towards the door and shoved past Jeff. I can't exactly explain what all happened in that room or how Jeff handled the situation, but I can tell you one thing. The ungodly shrieks that I heard as I bolted out of there could only be described as pain and agony in the worst ways imaginable. When Jeff finally finished whatever torture he had inflicted on Adonis, he nodded towards the broom closet and mumbled, "Grab as many cleaning supplies as you can. We need to get this room cleaned up before tomorrow." I didn't know what I was expecting when I stepped in, but this far surpassed it. A blank black, inky substance clung to walls, oozing off of it like a gelatinous sludge. Various bits of brain matter clung to the floor like fragments of lumpy oatmeal, thick and slimy. My eyes shot over to Jeff, and I couldn't help the terror that coursed through my veins the second I saw him stop and admire his work, the ghost of a smile on his lips. It took the both of us a little over 3 hours to scrub that room clean. I still don't know what Jeff did with the rest of the body, as I never saw it, but my mind couldn't help but circle back to one singular thought. Veronica was right, and I'm so incredibly glad Jeff works for us and not against us. I've been at Supernatural Sensations for about 2 years now, and although I'm not quite sure what Jeff does to the unruly clients, or what he is, I have learned one thing. Jeff feeds on pain. After that incident, the screening process up front became much more extensive, and although I continue to work for a massage parlor that caters to the supernatural, let me under that pretty skin of yours is still the strangest request I've had to date. Thank you for listening and delving into the dark with me. I would be so grateful if you please click the thumbs up, subscribe, and leave a comment. The more engagement this video gets, the more YouTube will push my content to others, and thus our twisted little community will grow. All stories read on this channel will be available on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast apps. Links are in the description. Thank you again for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you.